My name is David So. I'm from the IIS team. So today's talk is basically a brain dump of everything that my team has been working on in the past year. So this is just from the template. It says everything under NDA, but nothing in the slides is secret. Comments is a different issue. Okay, so I actually have a ton of content and demos to get through, so if possible, I prefer to keep the questions towards the end. We'll definitely allocate a buffer of time at the end to go through questions. We have a whole bunch of folks from the IIS team who's actually here right now, so feel free to come down towards the end, give us feedback, ask us questions. So the main agenda of what I'm planning to talk about is what's new in IIS 10, Azure Files integration. And the bulk of the presentation is going to be primarily about Nano Server. Can I get a quick show of hands of who's heard of Nano Server or played around with Nano Server? Okay, so it seems like there's quite a few. So I'll actually talk about what we're doing in IIS on Nano Server. And we'll also talk about a new management service that we're planning to release. Unplug the actual cable. Is it good? Good. Okay. So we released IIS 10 in Windows 10 just recently, and we're currently working on Server 2016. So this is a quick summary of all the new features in IIS 10. HTTP2, the new PowerShell commandlets, wildcard host headers, Nano Server, and a whole bunch of smaller changes and performance reliability improvements. So I've got a slide to quickly go through each of these. Okay, so how many people have actually played around with HTTP2? Okay, quick show of hands. So I'm not going to go through this in too much detail. We actually had a whole session on this last year's MVP, and Damien kind of mentioned about HTTP2 earlier. So it's primarily targeting reducing latency. And I think Damien already mentioned some of the limitations with 1.1, with the pipelining. The responses have to be sent back in the same order that it's received, whereas with HTTP2, there's much better connection multiplexing. So besides latency, connection reuse, the other two main features are header compression and server push. So server push is the hint that in the application, you can put a hint to say, if you're requesting these files, you probably want to need these files as well. So you can actually send back the files as part of the response so that the client doesn't need to re-request them. How many people have actually used PowerShell on IIS? A quick show of hands. So out of that, how many have actually used the new PowerShell commandlets? So just some history on PowerShell on the IIS. So we've had web administration commandlets for quite a while. So that's been there for many years. Apparently, it wasn't the most loved of commandlets in the community. There were a lot of complaints that it wasn't really doing things the PowerShell way. For example, they didn't support pipelining. There were some complaints about it's running slowly with bulk administration. So with these new commandlets, we're primarily targeting some of the criticisms with the previous web administration commandlets. But both are still there, so you can choose whether to use the old one or the new one. Okay, let me just give you a quick demo. Interesting, I've just lost all connectivity. Let me try the Wi-Fi. Oh, there we go. That's interesting. It's kind of ironic. The wired wasn't working, but the wireless is working. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to load the new commandlets. Import module, IS administration. So we actually have a lot less commandlets in the new commandlets compared with web administration, but it's actually a lot more flexible. You can do a lot more with the new ones compared with the previous ones. So you can do the usual, okay, what's happening with my site? So now we actually support pipelining, so you can stitch together multiple PowerShell commands together. So as well as getting the site, I can stop the site. Right, so that's stopped. Okay, I'm going to show a simple example of creating a new site. Okay, there we go, up and running. I'm going to show another example of using pipelining to stitch together multiple commands. So we've got the site up and running. I'm going to make some changes to the default document. So first of all, I'm going to clear the default document settings, and then I'm going to add a new default document. Okay, so as you see, it's using the pipelining to combine multiple commands together. So here it's just taking the default document file settings and clearing the settings. So this will fail because there's no default document. Okay, there we go. And that's actually a picture of the IIS team. And we do have a panda on the team, apparently. So as I mentioned, a few of these folks are actually here today. So feel free to come down at the end and ask us further questions. So I mentioned the pipelining support. The other major feature is you actually get access to the Microsoft Web Administration Server Manager object. So how many people have used MWA, Microsoft Web Administration? Okay, so for everyone who's used MWA, this is actually very convenient because you get access to the object directly. So everyone who's used MWA before this should look fairly familiar. So since these are a whole new set of commandlets, we are definitely seeking feedback. So we still have a lot of time to make changes in Server 2016. So we're definitely welcoming feedback from the community, like what you guys think, is it great? Do we need to change things? Do we need new commandlets? So we actually set up a new email address, iasadministration@microsoft.com. So feel free to send us feedback in email. Another area where we're seeking feedback is down-level support. So as of right now, IIS administration is only on IIS 10. So one of the feedback that we've been getting is, if I'm supporting multiple OSs, for example, IIS 10, IIS 8.5, one of the feedback is, I don't want to have one set of scripts for one OS and one set of scripts for another OS. I just want to cater to the lowest common denominator. So that's one of the feedback areas which we're interested in hearing. Like, is that an issue for you guys? The other new feature is wildcard host headers. So this is something that admins have been complaining about for a while now. In the past, when you have lots of subdomains, you always had to specify the full host name in the headers, which is kind of a pain. So now you can just do startup host name. So how many people have used shared configuration with IIS? So shared configuration has been there for a while. So this is where you can have all the IIS machines referencing a configuration in a central place. So you just change one setting and all the machines automatically pick up all the settings. So this is really cool over a remote SMB share, because you can just store all your content, all your files in one location. You don't need to worry about syncing between all the different nodes. So this has been working for quite a while. Now the Azure team just recently announced Azure Files, which is pretty cool. So this allows you to do net use on a file share. So it's SMB 3.0 compliant. So we actually didn't need to do anything in IIS to get this working. But we've been working very closely with them to do testing to make sure IIS is working well. So one of the big advantages of using Azure Files is you get all the benefits of running in Azure. Durability, geo-redundancy, you don't need to worry about it, like your SAN solution. So there's a lot of benefits to running with Azure Files. So Azure Web Apps is still the recommended way to host web applications. But not all customers, a lot of customers also have their own IaaS machines. So for people hosting their own machines, if they're running IIS, this provides another option. So instead of hosting your content locally on disk, you can host it in Azure. So I'll just do a fair quick demo. Okay, so here I've got a network share. So this is hosted in Azure. I don't know if you can see that. Okay, so it's just a normal net use. So I'm using shared configuration here. So here I have three VMs. So these are all hosted in Azure. So I've got three VMs here. So you can tell here from the name. So I've got the asfile 1, asfile 2, asfile 3. So these are all hosted in Azure. So I'm using shared configuration, so all of them are pointing to one location in terms of the configuration files. All the source code is in one place. If I want to make a change, I can very quickly go in here. Changes. Hit refresh. Oh, there we go. So So the big advantage here is when I made changes to source code, I didn't have to go publish it to every single machine. I just make it in one place and they all pick up all the changes. There's a bunch of steps that's required to get this up and running. So I have this all documented on my blog. And the main difference is Azure Files doesn't support Windows authentication. So you have to create a special local user and password to match with the storage account. OK, so here's the interesting part of the presentation, which is Nano Server. So Nano Server is a deeply refactored OS. That's the future of the Windows Server. It is deeply refactored at all levels of the OS. There's no GUI at all. It is purely a headless server. There's no GUI, there's no MSI, it's 64-bit only, which means all the WoW stack has been ripped out. Anything to do with GUI has been ripped out. And one big change is there's no desktop.NET framework on Nano, which means it primarily targets core CLR. So Nano Server is future focused. So maintaining legacy compatibility is not a goal. So it also means that the regular Windows Server is not going away anytime soon. So Nano Server does not replace the existing Windows Servers. That'll remain there. So Nano Server is primarily targeting an audience who's not using Windows today, or they're not very happy with Windows today. So it kind of extends the reach of the Windows ecosystem. So because Nano Server is being deeply refactored at all levels of the stack, we've had to do a lot of engineering work to get IIS running on Nano. So this is what my team has largely been working on in the past year. So there's a technical preview which is going to be released probably in a few weeks' time. So TP4, which is Tech Preview 4, will be the first release that you guys will be able to pick up IIS running on Nano. So we're actually working on the documentation right now. So in a few weeks, you'll be able to go to the website and figure out all the steps of how to get up and running on Nano with IIS. So Nano is a low memory footprint server. So I have an example here comparing 2012 R2. And on the right-hand side, I have Nano. So I'm just going to spin up the worker process on both machines just to show that it's a web scenario and it's an apples to apples comparison. So what I'm doing here is I'm just listing all the processes and the memory working set. So on the left-hand side, you can see that the number of processes is almost half on Nano compared to regular server. And the memory footprint is definitely a lot lower. So it's so almost 550 meg on the left and just over 200 on the right. So here I'm actually comparing on the left, I'm comparing a already released OS that's been heavily optimized and compared with an OS that's still in preview and is still undergoing optimization. So I would expect actually some of those numbers to improve for Nano Server. So Server Core gets those numbers down a little bit for the left, but it's still Nano Server is way better in terms of the memory footprint. OK, so the disk footprint is where it really gets interesting. I don't know if you've seen this guy before, but regular server PhD is almost 10 gig. Server call gets that down a little bit to 6 gig. Look at nano server, that's like less than 450 meg. So this has huge improvements for provisioning environments because now instead of copying a 10 gig VHD over the next row, you're just copying a really small VHD. So nano actually goes with a very, very different approach. So the traditional server approach is one big monolithic OS where you have all the features there, so which is why this VHD is massive. Whereas nano is going with, you have this base VHD and you only add exactly what you need, which is why it's very, very small. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. So because it's very, very small, it also means that the surface area is largely reduced. So with the regular server, with this huge 10 gig OS, even if you don't need all these features, if there's a security vulnerability in one of those components, it still needs to be patched. It still needs to be rebooted. So for example, if you have Hyper-V installed, even if you don't care about Hyper-V, even if it's not installed, if there's a security vulnerability, it still needs to get patched. So it doesn't matter if it's installed or not. As long as it's on disk, if there's a vulnerability, it needs to get patched. So this is a major complaint of customers who they, like, I'm not using this component. Why the hell do I need to patch this? And why is it affecting my reboots? So with Nano, with the reduced surface area, there's a lot less security patching involved, and there's a lot less reboots. And even if there is a reboot, reboot is much, much faster on nano compared with non-nano. Okay, so what do we actually do in IIS for nano server? So we've actually made a lot of changes to the way that setup is done in IIS. So historically, IIS could only be installed when the OS is online. When I say online, I don't mean like connected to the internet. I mean like the machine is up and running. So previously, what you would have to do to install IIS is you boot up the machine, wait for that to finish, install IIS, wait for that to finish, install .NET, wait for that to finish, and then you do a sys prep. So it's a whole series of steps that typically you would have to do in the past. So we've done a lot of work to make sure that IIS can be installable offline or online on Nano. So offline install is very important when creating your own VHDs. So as I mentioned, it's a very different approach in Nano. Rather than this huge monolithic VHD, you start with something small and then you add your own. So the idea is that we expect customers to create their own base VHDs and add only what they need. So you saw that the base VHD is really small, and then you only add exactly what you need. So there are different packages for the different container, for containers, for Hyper-V, for IIS. So typically what you would do is you would take the base image, and then you just inject, you add to the package exactly what you need. This is all pretty fast. It only usually takes a couple of minutes, and it's a one-time process. So the idea is we expect people to create their own clean VHDs rather than starting with this big VHD. So if you install the IIS package, we provide a default working configuration. It's the same default configuration as you do on regular server, which means anonymous, a static, default document. One difference with Nano is we've opened up the default firewall ports, which is port 80 and 443. So with the changes that we've made, and with Nano being so small, it also means that it's very, very fast to provision new machines. So once you've created this base image with the components that you need, it's super fast to copy it across and boot it up. So I'll just show a quick demo for that. Okay, so a quick summary of what I'm about to show. So I'm taking a VHD, which has IIS on it already. I'm provisioning a brand new machine, which means I'm creating a new unattended file, which sets the machine name as the admin accounts, boots it up for the first time, does the unattended setup. So now it's booting up and getting ready. So just under 27 seconds. So that's provisioned a brand new machine, booting up for the first time, and actually serving web requests in less than 30 seconds. So this is something that previously, even with server call, you would have to do many, many minutes to get this set up. You would have to do the whole sysprep process, and then the boot up would take a lot slower. So now, with the changes in Nano and IIS setup, it's like super fast to provision new machines. Okay, so as I mentioned, there's no GUI on Nano, which means it's headless. So PowerShell is front and center of everything for Nano management. And IIS administration is the way to go. So currently, the older web administration commands are not in scope for Nano. So this is something that we welcome feedback to. Like, if you guys feel strongly about that, or there are commandlets from the old web administration that you want ported over. So these are some of the feedback that we're welcoming. Are you referring to just IIS or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now it's only the new provider. So if that's a deal breaker for people, let us know. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an all or nothing thing. It could be like if there are certain commands from the old provider that people use, we could potentially look at bringing just those over as well. I'm sorry, I didn't quite get it.
So there's a PowerShell provider specifically to treat IIS as a directory structure where you can sort of
Right. Yeah. So currently that's not there. You have Microsoft Web Administration? Yes. Okay, so here's one of the big new changes, which is there's no WMSVC or INET Manager on Nano. So WMSVC is the IIS Web Management Service. So I'll talk about this a little bit later. This is largely due to the Nano refactoring, and I'll explain more about the technical reasons later and what we're doing around this. So the good news is we are working on a brand new management service, which is based on ASP.NET 5, and it's actually REST-based. So I actually have a whole bunch of demos around this in a second. Okay, so earlier I showed serving nice static files on IIS on Nano, but of course like, you need to be able to support technology stacks for it to be useful. So what do we actually have working right now on TP4 bits? So of course we have ASP.NET 5. This is an ASP.NET 5 audience. So we have ASP.NET 5 running on Nano right now. So this is the simple Hello World. We have Music Store. So Damien earlier presented the HTTP platform handler and Kestrel. So here we have, I just show you two applications, the Hello World as well as the Music Store. So you have two instances of DNX running. So this is going through the platform handler. And since it's running on since it's front-ended by IIS, you get all the benefits of process activation. So if I was to kill these processes, okay, these are gone. Okay, so we took care of the activation. Okay, so besides ASP.NET 5, what else do we have working? So we have PHP working through FastCGI. So here's an example of a WordPress blog. So this is running PHP as well as MySQL on Nano. We also have Java working on IIS with Nano. So this is running, this is using the platform handler with Apache Tomcat. So I just showed ASP.NET 5, IIS with platform handler and Kestrel, PHP with FastCGI, and Java. There's actually a whole bunch of other technology stacks that's already working today on Nano, but we just need to hook it up with IIS and get those working. But you can see that already we have like the three major technology stacks running on preview bits already. So we're currently working on the documentation. So we have this matrix as what's running right now, what's going to be running later, and what's not planned in scope for Nano. So the majority of the core IIS features are in and working. We pretty much share the same code base for Nano as for regular server. And so the key core features are all there working right now. All the usual common HTTP features, the logging, performance, the security modules, and all the app development modules. So TP4 is a technical preview, so it is a technical preview. So the actual core web server itself is pretty reliable. In terms of the configuration experience, that's a little bit rough right now, and we're working on resolving that. For example, when you're enabling certain features, like you want to enable Windows off, you need to run some PowerShell commands to enable those features. So that's an area which we're definitely working on polishing up in time for the next preview. Shared configuration is not there yet, but that'll be there later on, as is app command, backup and restore. Okay, so what's not in scope for Nano? The controversial one is probably going to be this one, which is right now is ASP.NET 5 only. So anything that's legacy, that's less than the ASP.NET 5 version, is not currently, will not run on Nano. And this is primarily because Nano does not support desktop.NET, and everything prior to 5 requires desktop.NET framework. There's a whole bunch of legacy management components which we don't plan to bring over. For example, IIS reset has been deprecated for a while. The alternative is, this is just the convenience of people doing net stop and net start. So we don't plan to bring that over. We don't plan to bring over the web administration commandlets. We support the new commandlets. And as I mentioned, no WMS VC or INET manager. And the alternative there is the new service. WebDAV is another one that we're not planning to bring over. And FTP. So we're definitely interested in feedback from you guys as to some of these. Some of it is probably going to be harder for us to do. For example, the desktop.NET framework is kind of a decision that the Nano team has made, whereas the components that my team owns from IIS, these are areas which is easier to negotiate. So we use this term OOPS. I'm not sure if it's a Microsoft thing or if it actually has meaning outside of Microsoft, but this is basically all the stuff that ships separately from Windows. So the stuff that you do through WebPI or through Microsoft Download Center is what we call OOPS. So stuff like the platform handler, web deploy, AR, URL rewrite, these are all the typical OOPS. They don't come with Windows. They're something that you install separately. So what's our plan for the OOPS on Nano? So HTTP platform handler is kind of key, and we have that working. Currently, with preview, it requires a few manual steps to set up because we actually don't have an installer for that yet on Nano. That's something we're working on. We'll have a blog post very soon that shows how to get up and running with ASP.NET 5 on Nano with platform handler. So since Nano doesn't have a GUI, that means there's no MSI installer. So we're currently working on an alternative solution to figure out how to install these OOPS on Nano. We plan to port most of the commonly OOPS. So the ones on our radar right now are URL rewrite, web deploy, ARR, and IIS node. And you can give us feedback if there's a specific OOP that you guys find very useful. Okay, containers. I'm not going to go through this in too much detail because Glenn presented containers earlier. Matt Grosinovich also wrote a great blog a couple of months ago talking about containers, so you should also check out that blog. So I'm not going to go through this in too much detail, but the key thing is, so Tech Preview 3, IIS is running on server core containers, and as of Tech Preview 4, IIS is running in a Nano server container. So I'd expect there to be some samples or documentation on this coming very soon. Nano server and containers, they go very well. They go hand in hand together. So the key takeaways is Windows Server 2016, two of the major features are Nano server and containers. And we're working very closely with both of those teams to make sure that IIS runs well. So we're definitely not on our way to So we're definitely future-focused, and we're going to be working very closely. So to summarize, why do I care about IIS on Nano? There's less surface area, which means less security patching, less reboots. The memory footprint, the disk footprint is smaller. Provisioning is faster. The boot up is faster. What's there not to like? So we're currently working on a new REST-based IIS. Oh, question.
Could there be current images of the Nano server, which has the security updates already installed? Will there over time be updated images from the Nano server with the current security updates?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the plan there is, but I know that
the.
The question was regarding security updates for Nano. Like, when there are security updates, will there be new images? I believe that's the question, right? Yeah.
It's fast to set up a new machine. Why updating it?
Yeah, that's probably a question more for the Nano server team, but I know that they do support Windows Update in Nano server. I would expect there to be new images.
But the time is, it is really fast to spin up a new machine, fresh machine, and then having 30 seconds to boot up the machine, install it. Then 2 hours of security updates makes no sense.
Right. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what their plans are, but I would imagine, possibly. Because I think for the container scenario, where there's the diff between the container and the host, I imagine that's probably a deal for the container scenario as well. So I'm sure they have a plan for that. So we're working on a new management service. So just to give you some background on why we're doing this. So the WMS VC and INET Manager has a lot of cool stuff that happens under the covers. There's a lot of cool magic in terms of the way that the data is serialized between the client and the server. And it's running on desktop framework. So when we came to port this to Nano, we found that there were a lot of engineering challenges. First of all, we had to port it to CoreCLR. And then some of this, whenever there's cool magic, it also introduces additional challenges. So we were faced with the trade-off. Do we spend a lot of time porting this closed proprietary system where it's a very proprietary protocol, or do we use that as an opportunity to build this new service, which is much more open, which is REST-based and means that anyone can build their own tools against. So currently we're thinking of the latter. So with the REST API, it means it's open, it's easy for anyone to build admin tools against. So you have the usual resources, so sites, applications, apps, these are first level resources. You can do like get, post, patch, delete. So we built it primarily for Nano, but it actually runs perfectly fine on down-level OSs, and we may actually make it available on down-level OSs. So the plan is to release it as a noob, and we're actually considering open sourcing this. Just as actually curiosity, how many people would be actually interested if we were to open source this? So the management service is built using ASP.NET 5, and it's running on hostable web core, IIS hostable web core. So it's actually running it in its own process. So it's isolated from IIS, so you can't do things like shoot yourself in the foot and disable yourself. So what do we expose? So we expose the REST API. We actually have a built-in browser page for exploring the API. So this is geared more towards developers who will be using the REST APIs. And most importantly, we will have a web UI. So this is as an alternative to INET Manager. So for everyone who's familiar with using INET Manager today, there'll be a web UI, and it should be fairly intuitive. Okay, quick demo. So this is an ASP.NET 5. This is using ASP.NET 5. It's using Windows authentication. So I'm an admin, so it's using Windows Auth. If I try to connect to this without using my credentials, it will fail. So each of these resources should look fairly familiar to anyone who's using INET Manager, things like logging, modules, compression. So each of those would correspond to like one of the icons in INET Manager. So here we have the modules. So this is all coming back as JSON, and so I'm using the convert to JSON to prettify everything. Okay, so here I'm using PowerShell to directly invoke, but you can use curl. So any of the traditional ways of accessing REST APIs, you can use. So we have a browser page as well. So this is geared more towards like a DevOps developers using the REST API. So you can easily browse and see what's happening. I can quickly create a website. So this is all just regular JSON. To keep things simple, I'll just use the default app pool for now. So I'm just going to copy and paste this JSON blob. So I'm going to create a new site, so I'm going to do a post. Okay, so it's up and running. So if I browse to this, okay, and then I can do patch if I want to stop the site. Okay, so the site is stopped, hence why it's spinning. Okay, so now it's back up and running. So that's just a very quick overview of what you can do. So the status is the REST API part is mostly done. We're starting on the web UI soon. So we're very interested in your feedback and what you think. Just to get a quick show of hands, does this sound like something that you guys will be interested in? Quick show of hands. How many people think, like, why the hell are you doing this? What happened to WMSVC? Please bring back my INET manager. Okay, so reminder for evaluation. So that's pretty much, before I open it up for questions, that's pretty much the talk from my side. So thank you very much. Okay, like questions. So the question is, there's no MSI support, what should I be using? Right. So there is a new installer, it's called WSI, Windows Server Installer. So it's based upon the AppX installation technology. So that's the same technology that people use for installing Windows Store. So there is a WSI technology, and there's actually talks in the summit. There are some unique challenges for WSI with regard to our components because it's targeted more towards applications. Whereas for our stuff, we need to deploy them to like System 32. So there are some unique challenges. So we're currently working with the Nano team to figure out how to get WSI working with our components. So the question is, will the offline install be carried over to the regular server? We currently, there are no plans to do so. If that's something that there's a very strong demand, we can potentially look at. It was quite a major refactoring to get that to work. So as of right now, that's not in scope for regular server. But who knows? Well, we could revisit that in the future. So there's power. So the question is that the only way to manage IIS on Nano?
Yeah.
So PowerShell is the will probably be the most common way. So it's a combination of PowerShell and the new management service. They're complementary.
So PowerShell doesn't use the API, right? It has a different way.
Yes. Yes. So the question is, if IIS is down, will I be able to manage IIS? So let me answer that for both the PowerShell as well as the REST API. So as long as the Nano server is up and running, you can use remote PowerShell to, so PowerShell does not depend upon IIS being up and running. So the IIS could be down and you can use remote PowerShell to go in, start the services and run the PowerShell commandlets. It doesn't require any service to be up and running besides PowerShell itself. So for the REST management service, as I mentioned, it's actually running in a separate process. So IIS could be down, but as long as the REST management service itself is up and running, you can manage the IIS service.
One last question. So today I
different mentions that one for Windows Server and one for Nano in future. Or I will be able to use the same API on Windows Server like the Nano in near future.
Okay, so I believe the question is about management packs, and well, I see. So is it, will the management pack work for both Nano and regular server?
Yeah.
Actually, do we know the answer for that?
Sure.
Yeah, I believe so. So the question is, will the Azure portal be calling the REST API?
Yeah, will there eventually be a UI on the Azure portal so you can manage through that, and it will it use the REST API, or is that not a goal?
That's not something we've discussed with them yet, because this is still pretty much, these are all fairly new stuff. This is all stuff that's only been happening in the past few months, so these are all brand new stuff. So yeah, so that's a discussion that we'll have to have with the Azure folks once it's further along the line. Yeah. So the question is the configuration and schema the same? So yeah, it is. I can actually show you. Yeah, so if you guys are very familiar with the way that IIS is set up with the INET serve, INET pub, it's exactly the same. So this is actually a Nano machine, so it's pretty much the same. You have the config, you have the schema, the way you configure it is pretty much it's pretty much the similar format. I'm not sure if you can actually take a config from one and do it to the other, but if you're familiar with working with the config file with survey, it should be pretty much similar on Nano. Did that answer the question? Is it the same? Is it? No. Okay, so apparently the schema is not entirely the same, but if you're familiar with one, you should be able to know how to work with it in Nano, but it's not, you wouldn't be able to copy it from one and use it in the other. Not entirely. Any other questions? Okay, how am I doing on time? So actually, looks like I'm actually over for the next demo. But if you feel free to come down and ask us questions. We have a bunch of us from the IIS team. So if you've got any questions about the new management service or Nano and stuff like that, so feel free to come down and ask us questions. Okay, thank you very much.